This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
All right, I wanted to know from you, besides the obvious answer that men are stupid, why are we more vaccine hesitant than women? So there's got to be more of an answer to this. Let's try and find out. Mabalane Mfundisi, co-convener of Community Constituency Front. Good morning. How are you doing? Does it go deeper than that? It's not just that we're stupid, right?
No. We're just fearful beings, you know.
We big babies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. It is. There's no other reason. I mean, the deputy president was asked why he went to a mall in Westrand, and he was asked live on TV.
Yeah.
Why? What did the people say, especially the men, about not vaccinating? And his answer was just straightforward. They just don't have a reason. They have no reason. They're just fearful. They are afraid. They're afraid of the small needle that does not even last. One second.
Yeah, and you know, I've had my double jab. There's nothing to it. There is nothing. Yeah, so you might feel a bit, you know, your arm might feel a little bit sore for some time afterwards, and some people react a bit more than others. But it's really nothing. And yet, do we as a rule or generally couch it in macho bravado that we don't need it, or are we openly acknowledging the fact that we're afraid?
No. We blow, you know, how can I put it? We punch above our weight as men, you know, the whole debate around machoism and all of that. But the small things humble us. Even just being humble, we're not able to humble ourselves. But we can overcome it. It is something that we can deal with by dealing with the men's mindset. Hear them out, mm-hmm. get them to vent, and then take them through the journey. Yesterday I was in Mapupulo in the Misty Hills in Ilembe district doing a workshop with the men so that they become champions in driving the campaign that we have. Some of them didn't want to vaccinate for, but they took the leap of faith, and they have stories to tell that they had nothing to be afraid of.
It really is just incredible. What are the numbers showing in terms of men versus women, just so that we understand?
You know, currently South Africa has just over 24 million people who have had their jab. But remember, there is the Johnson & Johnson one jab, and then there is the Pfizer, which is two jabs. Those that are fully vaccinated, meaning they had their Johnson & Johnson and their two Pfizer jabs, about 12 million of them fully vaccinated.
Mm.
But of that, only 40% is made up of men. The rest is, women. And that which women are not afraid of, that which makes them to vaccinate is the same that should be what men yearn and aim to do. It is easy. You just wake up, you go to a vaccine site. If there is a queue, probably you spend an hour, but you can walk into your nearest kicks, your nearest camp at the shopping mall. It doesn't take you 5 minutes. You're done and dusted. That's it. As you said, there might be some small uncomfortability in terms of the reaction, but it's nothing that will make you sleep. You know, it's like if some people are just afraid to go pick out a tool.
So somebody else, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation as well. I was speaking to somebody who told me he's had the first jab, but he's not going to get the second because apparently 2 years after you get the second one, you die. And I said to him, well, no one's actually, I mean, no, there hasn't been 2 years after the second one. So where do you get that information from? And
creep stories, Howard. I mean, in my conversation in Mapumulo yesterday, this is what one man said, that actually we shouldn't be vaccinating. And they were talking about it from a political realm. But no, you see, somebody said to him that President Ramaphosa misled Minister Zweli Mkhize about these things of vaccination when he was still minister. And I'm like, no. If anyone was to mislead anyone, it would be Zeleny Khize misleading Ramaphosa, because he's a medical doctor. Ramaphosa is not. So there is no, so if people just believe in those things, we don't have a problem, because somebody created that misinformation and people are entertaining you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what we have seen around the world, and not even really around the world, but specifically in the United States, is they've politicized COVID to a very dangerous extent. So how you behave around masks, how you behave around vaccines, vaccine mandates, has become very much a political issue. So if you're a Democrat, then you're very supportive of it. If you're a Republican, you're probably not. And that's very dangerous, because when politics and medicine get involved with each other, all sorts of agendas come to the fore. We've largely managed to avoid that here in South Africa. Do you think we'll be able to continue to do so?
No, we should. I mean, the only problem we have is this inertia that is brought by misinformation. And this misinformation is really, it's people making themselves gullible. It's like being told by a one-year-old kid about things that there's a 50-year-old. You have lived through, you have experienced them, but you still believe it, and not even in a jocular way. You truly believe what they say, yet there is no truth in what they are saying. So we just get leave the jokes aside and get on with this. We want to get back to normal.
Right.
And the only weapon we have is that the majority of us need to get vaccinated.
Well, it's interesting. I just want to read you a message from a listener. He says, I'm not scared of needles. I regularly go to my GP for migraine cocktails. I'm scared of the vaccine. My best friend's mother ended up in hospital for 5 days after the jab. So that all is absolutely right. But what might be missing here is, well, how many of your best friend's mom, how many people do you know that ended up in hospital or God forbid died from COVID? Our community has been decimated by COVID. The number of people in hospital was beyond anything we could describe. We were announcing deaths from our community by the dozens a week, and yet people take the one example of a person who had a bad reaction to the vaccine as proof that they shouldn't vaccinate. Why don't we see these things in perspective? And unsigned, I'm really not meaning to come down hard on you, but I think it's a very interesting example that I'm using. What do you think?
I mean, let me put another scenario. There's a report that was released, recently around the number of health professionals who died before we got the vaccine, and the number of health professionals who died after they were provided with the vaccine. Guess what? Zero died. No one died after the vaccine was introduced and the health professionals took it. But take it a step further. Just recently now, Discovery also released a report that indicates that out of 1.2 million people who are on their books, none of them, zero, died after they got vaccinated. So it can't get better than that. Of course, let's deal with the fears. Let's not dismiss them.
100%, and they're real. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, as you say, somebody may react, negatively, but they are much better after that particular, episode. It's like a simple thing.
Absolutely.
Young women, they take on this thing.
Let's get the men to follow. Babalane Mfudisi, I do need to leave it there. A co-convener of the Community Constituency Front, the CCF. We were talking about why men are not getting vaccinated. Simply, we are big babies. It is 7:31.